Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Me okay? Is the video working? Okay, good. You're probably wondering where I've been the past few days. Why I left you that note. I know it was sudden, but it had to happen. My new daddy said it had to happen. Yes, Daddy. That's right. I have a new daddy. I mean, you'll always be my daddy, obviously. But I have a new one, too. I just couldn't take it anymore, Daddy. I'm over 20 years old now. I've tried so hard to get you to see me as a real woman, but you just never could. And I couldn't take it anymore. Oh. Hi, sir. Yeah, I'm talking to my daddy on the webcam. Sir, I'm sorry. I should have remembered. Should I hang up on my daddy? Yes, sir. I'll keep him on the line. Don't close the screen, Daddy. There's a lot of things I need to tell you. And a lot of things you need to hear. You see, Daddy, my new daddy says that when he gets home, I should already be on my knees for him. So I'm getting down on my knees for him. The first thing that my new daddy wants when he gets home is for his little baby cock slut to help him release his pent-up tension. Sir, would you like me to help release some of your pent-up tension with my sweet little mouth? Of course, sir. Shh. Daddy, don't talk. Just watch and listen. You don't like see me take another man's cock over? Seeing your daughter pretty little lips and pretty little tongue kiss and lick and worship another man's balls. Another man's shaft. Slippery cum from his leaking, throbbing cock. You know, Daddy, it could have been yours. This could have been your cock I was sucking. Why do you sound so surprised, Daddy? How many times did you come home to have to trick you with the guys? Only to find me laying on the couch in my shirt and my panties, pretending to sleep. You know, I would hear you breathing as you stood over me. Knowing how tempted you were by my body. Hearing the sound of your fingers greasing that bulge in your jeans. Stroking yourself through the material. I always wondered if you were ever gonna make a move. One time I pretended to shift in my sleep until my legs were all splayed out. I felt you come closer. I heard you unzip your jeans. I heard you kneel down until I could feel your hot breath against the soft material of my panties. Hearing your breathing speed up as you jerked your cock to the scent of my pussy. Faster and faster and faster until you shot a fat load of hot steamy come all over the floor. I heard you clean it up as best as you could. But later I could see the outline of the stain that you left right between my legs. I wish that you had dumped all that cum inside me instead. Do you wish you had taken advantage of me that night, Daddy? Maybe you had a little too much to drink. Maybe you felt the burning heat. The burry o'clock started swapping wet. Even if it was your daughter's sopping wet. Would you have pinned my wrists above my head while you got on top of me? Rip my panties off. Or shove your cold tears inside me in a single breath. I would have resisted you, Daddy. But not too hard. I'd tell you no. Stop. This isn't right. Oh, my helpless pussy gushed and grew on your angry thirsting cock. When I felt that nothing I could do or say would stop you, when I felt my daddy wanted me more than anything else in the world, I stopped resisting and let the waves of pleasure overwhelm and wash over me again and again and again. Whisper in my ear, you were sick of what a teasing little slut I was. And from now on, you'd be fucking me rough and hard as punishment. And I'd say yes, Daddy. I was such a bad girl for being a teasing old slut. I don't want my daddy to fuck you up in the heart. And if you had that sticky load inside me every day as punishment. You're breathing hard into the mic, Daddy. Are you turned on hearing this? It's okay, Daddy. Why don't you take out your cock and jerk it? Yeah. Just like that, Daddy. Why don't you think about how you could have had me as your obedient buck doll while I please my new daddy? Yes, sir. Oh, of course, sir. Hold on a sec, Daddy. My new daddy says he wants to fuck my pussy now. So, I'm bending over the table so he can fuck me from behind. Here. I'll move the camera so you can still see me. Oh, you like this angle, Daddy? You can really see every bit of pain and pleasure on my face. My new daddy's pet cock. also feel my gushing pussy lips on enters me completely. You see, Daddy, my new daddy never hesitates to take me whenever he wants. He never hesitates to put me in my place. He teaches me where I belong. On my knees, with my mouth open. On my back, with my legs spread. Or like now, bent over the table, submissively waiting to be taken like a sobbing bitch in heat. Yes, sir, I'm ready for you. My legs are spread and my gun is always wet and ready for you. Daddy, I need it. I told him that I would do anything he wanted if I could get his special little fuck doll, his private little cock sleeve, his personal little condom. But he said that I needed to prove my dedication to him first. He said I needed to prove how much of a dirty little fuck slut I am for you, and that you could be. At first, I didn't understand what he wanted. But then I realized that if he was going to be my new daddy, I needed to prove that I didn't need you anymore. So I thought about it for a while, and I came up with an idea. An idea that proved I chose him over you. This is what I did. I looked at your phone, Daddy. I did, and I found the phone numbers of all your drinking buddies. All those guys you hung out with for years. And I started sending each of them naked pictures of my body. Pictures of my tits and pictures of my pussy. Pictures of my ass bent over, spreading open my cheeks. At first I thought I was trolling. I thought my phone had been hacked or something. But not a single one of them told me to stop. I started texting them. How horny they made. into my room late at night and have her way with me while you were passed out. I'd message them videos of me coming on my fingers, and then I'd tell them I was thinking about their hand, their hard cocks penetrating me. It was so fucking hot, Daddy. And one day, I messaged each of them, and I told them I was gonna be alone in a hotel room, just a bit out of town, all weekend. Daddy, it really didn't take much to convince them. Of course, they were a little surprised to see each other there. I guess they didn't realize that I had been sexting with all of them separately. It was a little awkward at first, realizing they were all there to fuck your daughter. And I mean, all your friends were there, Daddy. Even the married ones. And they were a little bit suspicious at first, but I got their attention by taking off my shirt and getting down on my knees. They warmed up very quick, Daddy, and it wasn't long before they surrounded me with their cocks out, and I was working my way, sucking all of them off. So many cocks at once, Daddy. All of Daddy's friends sharing their cocks with his baby girl. Slurping and sucking, slapping me in the face with their thick, meaty slaps, making such a mess on my pretty face. Do you think they thought about you at all, Daddy? Thought about how wrong it would be to be defiling their friend's own daughter? Or were they too busy stating their lust between my soft, luscious legs? All these men who used to call me sweetie when you were around, now they all growl at me to choke on their cocks and drink down their hot comb like a gumbo whore. I don't remember who was the first to take me. I just remember getting dragged from my hair to the bed. My panties ripped off. My ass was fishing into the air. And my legs were stolen. A man got behind me, and he waited his cock at my sobbing pussy hole. And he thrust inside me. It was so painful, Daddy. I told him that it hurt, but all he could say was good. And he started to fuck me hard. He said it felt so fucking good to be inside me. And then he waited so long for his chance to use me as he pleased. It must have felt really fucking good, because he didn't last too long. And then I felt him shoot the first creamy load deep inside my gut. And after that, somebody else flung me on my back and then dragged my head to the side of the bed so that he could face fuck me, gripping the sides of my head so that he could use me like a little flashlight. Yeah, he used my bro like a little flashlight, Daddy. And his big ball sack slapping against my face with every thrust. Another guy got between my legs and started fucking my cum drenched pussy. He raised my ankles to his face so he could kiss and lick and slobber on my toes while he plowed into me. When the guy for fucking me came, two more men came up next to me. to massage their balls with my hands while they take turns making me suck their cock. And they talked about how if they knew that I was such a dirty slut, they should have given me a proper fucking years ago. They would tell me to open my mouth and they would spit inside and laugh. Their spit tasted like old cigarettes, and the nasty cum tasted even worse. But I gulped it all down like a good girl. I could barely think anymore, Daddy. I just let all the pleasure and pain course through my body. And I felt so good to be used like a mindless fuck puppet. Someone went out and got some beer, and then they all drank and laughed, and they watched each other take turns using me however they pleased. One man would shit all over inside my pussy, while another one came on my face, and others would just shoot all over my tits until I was just drenched in their semen. Your friends treated me like a dirty comeback, Daddy. It was so fucking hot. I just came over and over and over. I was drunk on their cum. I begged for more and more. You see the ecstasy on their faces as they emptied it behind me. Feeling their hard cocks though, and pulse, and then blood my holes with sperm. The emptiness as they pulled out, only to be replaced with another cock that needed milking. Oh, you know who had the biggest cock of all of them, Daddy? I bet you could guess. Your best friend, of course. Oh, when everyone else seemed to be done with me, he took his turn. He told me how impressed by what a nasty little slut I was. He said that he loved watching everyone use me and pass me around until every one of my holes was leaking with cum. He said it made him so fucking hard. Oh my god, Daddy, his cock was so big, so much bigger than everyone else's. Even though my pussy was stretched out and puffy after being abused by so many other men when he entered me. I felt even more filled than ever before. He fucked my pussy like he owned it, using the cum already inside me as his lube. Everyone else was transfixed and watched the sound of his huge cock plunging into my wet, sloppy, overflowing cut echoed around the room as I cried again and again with pleasure. Even though I already had so much cum that night, when he was inside me, I felt like I was in a constant state of orgasm, with every thrust of his cock deeper and deeper into my sperm-drenched fuckhole. My mind broke down further and further until the eyes rolled back in my head and the only words I could utter were "fuck me, Daddy, fuck 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 me, Daddy." Do you get it now, Daddy? Do you understand who owns me now? Do you understand who's behind me right now, plowing your daughter's cock, greedy cunt, while you jack off by yourself, watching my face twist and bleed and pleasure with every thrust. Do you understand who my new daddy is, daddy? Say hi. Should I tell him how I made you come that night, sir? I know that's your favorite part of the story. We can even reenact it for my daddy. You see, daddy, after he fucked me in every position, he laid me on my back and he put his hand around my throat like this. And then he told me that breathing was for good girls who made their daddy come. I giggled at first, but soon it was clear he wasn't joking. I started to panic and raise my arms, but two men came on each side of me to pin down my wrist and to hold my legs open until I couldn't move at all. And then he told me again, as his angry cock was thrusting into my writhing body, that breathing is for good girls who make their daddy come. Daddy, I wanna be a good girl and make daddy come. Yeah, will you come for me, daddy? Will you come thinking about how your friends came with me? Used and abused me for their pleasure. Passed me around like a cheap whore. Will you come thinking about how your friends have spent a night dumping their spunk inside of me? Just to make you jealous. Knowing they spread open and stretched out your daughter's sopping buckles with their fuck holes while she begged to be fucked harder and harder. Just to make you jealous. That they thrust it and grunted and spilled their thick, creamy tissue inside of me. And you have it. Does it make you judge? Or does it just make your cock even harder? I think it does, Daddy. I think that's why your cock is so hard right now. Watching the man you thought was your best friend bend me over and fuck me, pull me here and choking me. Treating your daughter to milk his cock with her sobbing pussy while you sit alone, milking your cock with your hand. Did you hear that, Daddy? He said you raised such a good daughter. Obedient, submissive, easily trained to do any and every nasty thing he says. Do you wish you were him, Daddy? Do you wish you were the one fucking me right now? Maybe you will after I tell you one last secret, Daddy. He made me stop taking my birth control. That means when he spurts his cum in my womb, I'll be ovulating and ready to be bred. Oh, do you like that, Daddy? Yeah, you've been coming into your hand watching your daughter get impregnated by another man. Oh, you're shaking your head, Daddy. But your hand is still jacking off even faster. I bet you can't wait to see my belly swell with this baby. See my tits get filled with milk. Maybe if you behave, Daddy, one night, maybe he'd even let you have a turn. After him, of course. Would you like that, Daddy? Take a turn fucking my sloppy pussy like all your friends did. Finally taking me like you always wanted. Feeling his cream around your cock as you fuck me. And the steam spunk that impregnated me until you smeared your own load inside of me. Daddy. Daddy, it's time. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl who makes her daddy home. And I want you to come so badly, Daddy. It's time to make you come, Daddy. I want you to come at the same time as him, Daddy. I want you to come. I want you to come in your hand when he shoots his load into my unprotected womb. Oh, God, Daddy. He's so close. His cock is swimming and swelling and his reaching so deep. He's twisting so hard. He's making me a part. It's too much. It's too much. I'm gonna go. Come into your hand, Daddy. Come into your hand now. Come into your hand while I get him by me. Yes, Daddy. Call you again in a few days, okay?